Do you have the signatures?
We have put together a field operation. Everybody said it is hard to gather 3,750 signatures over the course of a couple days on the streets of the city. I feel pretty confident, and we're out there today. But I feel pretty good that we'll be okay.
Okay,
but,
confident you've got the
signatures. Look, I feel like a CEO who's reporting quarterly earnings before they're out. I don't want to overpromise. I don't want to underpromise. We feel comfortable, and we'll see what happens.
Will you have the votes? Because you have to move ahead of that. Will you have the votes, do you think?
That is the ultimate test, of course. Look, I feel the public is going to give me a fair hearing. The one poll that has come out is certainly very encouraging. I'm leading, but I didn't poll before I got into this race. I have a gut instinct that if I make my case to the public, based on what I did as Attorney General, fighting as an independent voice on financial matters and a whole raft of other stuff, but certainly financial matters, which go to the heart and soul of what being the controller of the city is all about, I think the public will be supportive.
There's also this feeling, though, in New York and elsewhere, that you had your chance, Elliot, as governor of New York, you had your chance and you blew it.
Right.
Why do you deserve it? To trust in another chance?
Well, first, I'm seeking the public's trust, and we didn't. We accomplished an enormous amount, not only when I was Attorney General, but we fully funded New York City's public education system. We did not raise taxes. We reformed health care. We put in place and created the New York State Stem Cell Research Fund. I could go on, reformed unemployment
but
insurance.
But I could go on, too. You know what they talk about? They talk, as Attorney General, you prosecuted crime, and you prosecuted prostitution rings.
Right.
And as governor, you know, you lost your job. You lost your job because of hypocrisy.
No, I resigned because I believed it was the appropriate way to say I appreciate what accountability is all about, which had been something I had spoken about, and I believe in. 5 years later, I'm ready to go to the public and say, here's the entirety of the record. Here's the totality of the record. I think I can serve once more, and I'm ready to serve if you want to bring me back. I've always trusted the public, whether it was as a low-level prosecutor trying misdemeanor cases in front of a jury, or significant felony cases, or as a politician asking for votes. I will trust and defer to the public's verdict on that, and I ask only to be able to make my case. That's what I'm doing.